to understand a proverb and the interpretation. The founder of Bob Jones University had a practical, down-to-earth view of the Christian life. He especially enjoyed preaching from the book of Proverbs. On today's broadcast, we present Dr. Bob Jones Sr. with another of his messages from Proverbs.
My friends, I'm bringing you a series of messages from the book of Proverbs. I'd like to recommend you that you sit down and read it. You know, you can think about one of these proverbs all day long. This is concentrated wisdom. That's what it is, see. You know, we don't have much wisdom today, not in the world. Not the wisdom of the world. It's never been good wisdom. It's a wisdom from above that's valuable. Now, notice this verse. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. The Lord does it. If you don't know what to do, you can find out. If a Christian, you don't have any trouble. You know what to do. You can go to God and find out. And if you don't know what to do, you don't do anything, see? You don't do anything till you do know. You know, if a man comes up to a point and says, well, I don't know what to do about this. Might be a good thing, might not be a good thing. It might be for the best, it might not be for the best. I don't know what to do. Well, now, if you can't settle it with God, then get it cleared up. Then just don't do anything about it. Just let the thing go. You can do that about anything if you just face it right. Now, you know, wisdom comes from God. We've said so many times, and that's in the Bible. The trouble today is the world tries to sell itself, tries to sell its wisdom. That's the prince of the world. The devil's the prince of the world. The world system is built, as I've said so many times, on paradise lost. We read in the Bible, all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. All these things. Now, the earth is the Lord's, and everything in the earth, the fullness of the earth is the Lord's. The trees, the flowers, everything, the rivers that run to the sea. But the world system was built upon paradise lost. The man has built a system under the direction of the devil, and the world, whole world, the Bible says, lieth in the arms of the wicked one. Now, the world is constantly selling itself, trying to sell itself. It's trying to sell itself on a business system. It tries to sell itself on pleasure. And you have a good deal of the glamour of Hollywood and today in all the things of the world. And you hear about this, and you hear about that, and this is a good thing, and that's a good thing, and so forth and so on. Now, I'll tell you what you can do. Anything that isn't in line with the Bible, you better let it alone. You better not go along with it. You better draw a line. Anything that the Bible forbids, you better not do. Now, whenever the Bible makes a certain thing clear, and I know what the Bible says about it, I can't afford to do it. It doesn't matter what people say about it. It makes no difference what they say. The Bible is definitely clear on every important thing that you need to know. It tells you how to be saved. By grace you're saved through faith. That not of yourself is a gift of God. That's clear. Doesn't only say you by grace you're saved, it says you're not saved by works. Sometimes people come to me and say, well, I hope to get to heaven when I die. I'm doing the best I can. Well, the best you can won't take you to heaven. It took the best that God could do to give you a chance to be saved, and you're saved by grace through faith. You trust Jesus for salvation. That's where you're saved. Now, somebody comes along and says, well, I don't know what to do about this. I don't know whether I should pray for it or not. And sometimes they come to me and say, I've been praying for certain things, and I just don't seem to be able to get an answer. Well, maybe the thing you're praying for is something that God doesn't want you to have, and maybe if you look in the Bible, you'd find that out. We read in the Bible, we ask and receive not because we ask amiss, that we may consume it upon our lusts. Now, God does not hear selfish prayers. That's perfectly clear in the Bible. God just doesn't give you something just because you want it. Maybe what you want's not the thing you ought to have. Now, God doesn't give you an answer to a selfish prayer. Now, you must ask for His glory. You must come to Him, and you want His will done. All right, now, you know some things in the Bible about prayer. You know it's God's will to forgive sin. That's clear. No question about that. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if I've sinned, I don't have any question about God wanting to forgive me because He told me to forgive me. You know, you can get what you want out of the Bible. Everywhere I go now, I find somebody's coming up to me telling me about some wonderful thing that's contrary to the Scripture. There's nothing contrary to the Scripture that's wonderful. Now, if it isn't in line with the Word of God, then it didn't come from God, see? Any movement in the world, now God may overrule some movements, but any movement, whether it's a religious movement, a political movement, a business movement, whatever it is, any movement that runs contrary to God's Word is not of God. Now remember that. It comes from the prince of this world. The prince of the world came to Jesus and found nothing in him. Jesus Christ had nothing of the world in him. You know, he never appealed to pride. He never said, now you buy this automobile and you have a nicer one than your neighbor. He didn't say that. He never taught that kind of thing. It's all right in this world to have a car. It's all right. It's all right to use the world and not abuse it. To use it, but not abuse it. But when people have the wrong motive and go contrary to the word, you have not because you ask not, and you ask you receive not because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lusts. You pray selfish prayers, you don't get an answer. Now, if you just come back to the wisdom of the Bible, back to the Word of God, we get away from it. You know, people not paying much attention to the Word of God. They're selling Bibles more than they've ever sold. They're scattering them around over the country. Get out a revised edition every once in a while, a new one. And this last revised edition plays Jesus Christ now, and we don't have it out here on Bob Young University campus. I don't have any book out here that plays the Lord Jesus Christ now, and the last revised translation does that. And I want to tell you right now, men and women, it's just a tragedy today what's happening in this country. And people are going ahead, and anything you know, they're fixing the Bible to suit themselves. It's man's effort to trim Jesus down and the Bible down to the level of their own unregenerated hearts and their own human brain. And wisdom comes from God, and they forget that, you see. And we're going ahead. All right, now here we are. Now he says here, it's very clear, very definite, for the Lord giveth wisdom out of his mouth, cometh knowledge and understanding. Now there isn't a single problem that you need to solve, that you cannot solve in the light of the Bible. You say, shall I do so and so? Well, is it something wrong? Then you shouldn't do it. No man should do wrong that good may come. No man should do evil that holiness may come out of it. That's not God's plan. Or what are you going to do? Well, find out about it. Now, for instance, you can say, well, I want to make a lot of money and prosper in business. You do? Well, how are you going to do it? Well, I'm going to work hard, that's right. Nothing wrong with that. You should work hard. Everybody should. Nothing wrong with that. But what does the Bible say about business? He said, don't put it first. Don't put business first, see? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's the business. In other words, God is to be first in your life. Spiritual things are to be first, not second, not third, not fourth, not fifth, you see. You're not considered a convenient thing. Don't figure this is a convenient thing to do. The convenient thing in this world for a Christian is never the right thing. Oh, I'm not talking about housekeeping now. I'm not talking about having a conveniently arranged kitchen. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in a worldly sense. The convenient thing is to go along. Go along, everything comes along. That's a convenient thing. And people just going along, they Christians, they support things they shouldn't support. Sometimes you have a community chest drive, and there's some good things in it, and you ought to support them. But they've got something in there that I wouldn't support in some community chest. I wouldn't do it, because I can't do wrong to get a chance to do right. And I pick out what I want to support. I do that in my religious life. I pick out what I want to support, what I think I ought to support. And if I have a question about something, I don't support it. Now, you can't say that's wrong. That appeals to your mind as an intelligent person. You can't answer. The devil never has an answer to truth, the truth of God's Word. He has no answer. He tries to pervert the Word, tries to lead people astray. Now, the thing you don't have to do, my friend, you're going to have to get back to your Bible. You're going to have to take that book down. We're away from the Bible today. We're judging things, as I said the other day, by how they look to us, not by what God says about them. A thing may look mighty good to the human life, a human mind, and human heart, that God definitely forbids. I have people come to me and say, well, I saw so-and-so, most wonderful in the world. What did God say about it? How does God evaluate it? That's the situation. God said, if any man comes along, Paul said, bring any doctrine except the doctrine I preached unto you, let him be anathema, let him be accursed. Paul said, don't give him recognition. Don't ask an Antichrist into your home and give him a Christian recognition. You go talk to him and try to get him saved. But don't go along and give him the recognition that you give a Christian. Now, that's what we're doing in America today. There's no line drawn today between those that believe the Bible is the Word of God and those who believe it just contains the Word of God. And we're going ahead and got the most chaotic religious situation in America we've ever had. I had a letter from a former student from Bob Jones University who's in a certain city now where they're putting on a great big citywide union evangelistic campaign. And he told me, Dr. Bob, it's the most pitiful, tragic thing you've ever seen. He said, everybody's frustrated. Churches are split wide open. They're all divided. The good people say we can't go along with the other crowd. They're being persecuted. They're being oppressed. And you've got frustration and trouble and conditions. He said, you've never known anything like in your life. He said, pray for us because we're in a terrible fix out here. We've got that sort of thing all over America. It's all because people want to wave the Word of God. Stick to the Word of God, they wouldn't have any trouble. A man is never frustrated. It's true to the Word of God. You can't be frustrated preaching the gospel under the proper sponsorship. You can't be frustrated in this way. So we're just in one great big mess because we thought we were smart enough to decide the thing. And never mind what the Bible said, we turned around and said, well, I think this about it, and so forth and so on. And we went ahead contrary to the Word of God. Now, wisdom comes from God. Now, God today may give you wisdom or understanding or knowledge so you'll know how to use the Bible. Maybe how to understand the Bible. But, you know, anything that you do contrary to the wisdom of the Bible, contrary to the Word of God, can never be wisdom. Wisdom comes from God. And God never leads you to do anything that He told you not to do in the Bible. And God doesn't lead along that way. God leads all Christians along the line of His Word, which is forever settled in Him. Now, back here when the book of Proverbs was written, the Bible wasn't finished. Back in those days, it was a different situation. But now we have a completed revelation, the Old Testament and the New Testament. And you can go there. It's not so complicated if you're a Christian. You come to something that's so big and you don't understand, and you say, I can't understand that. Well, you can understand enough. You have any trouble. You have an understanding heart if you're a Christian. You know, I think it was Mark Twain who said that it wasn't what he couldn't understand the Bible that bothered him, it's what he could understand. The Bible is clear on every practical, essential thing that you need to know about how to live. Now, may the Lord help us to turn back to His Word and get this wisdom out of the Word and make up our mind to magnify that Word and hide that Word in our heart so we not sin against God. Our Heavenly Father, we yield ourselves to Thee anew. We pray for wisdom from above and help us to understand Thy Word. Help us to be true to Thy Word in this day of unrest and uncertainty, in this day of chaos around the world. Help us to be true to the Lord Jesus Christ in all things, regardless of cost. We pray in Thy precious name. Amen.
Listen daily for messages by the late founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr. This series is sponsored by Bob Jones University.